Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we'll be discussing how rental real estate can fund a comfortable retirement. If you think about the sorts of income that are typical in retirement, you have in Canada the old age pension, which everybody qualifies for, and you can apply for as early as 60 and as late as 65 or 67, I think. Canada Pension Plan is also available to anyone who's worked between certain years and contributed to it. So that's typically available if you've had a working life. And some lucky people, a lot fewer than used to, have a company pension. So those are three sources of retirement income that people are very comfortable with. In addition to that, most of us need to set aside money to provide income once we retire. So if you think about retirement, you don't want to be working 40, 50 hours a week to make money anymore. You're probably a little bit tired and you probably want a bit of a break. So sometimes people buy RSPs, and in those RSPs, they'll put stocks or bonds or company interests or guaranteed investment certificates. That is one option to supplement your retirement income. The second option, though, that I really like is to consider buying rental real estate. Because if you think about it, if you buy rental real estate when you're, say, 25 years before retirement, ideally, that may not be realistic for most of us, but if you do, then by the time you retire, you've paid off your mortgage and you have this rental income coming in every month, similar to OAP and CPP, that is fairly passive income. Now, real estate is never entirely passive because inevitably there'll be a pipe burst or a roof leak or a toilet jam or something that you have to deal with. So whether it's you personally or whether it's a handyman, you need to manage it. But it's relatively passive other than that management aspect. So if you think that sounds like a good idea, what do we have to think about to proceed? So the first thing you have to figure out is, okay, where do I want to purchase? So one of the criteria you want to look at with real estate is location, location, location. So if you live in Bracebridge, which where I spend some time, then it makes sense probably to have real estate property in Bracebridge because it's easy. If a pipe bursts or the toilet plugs or there's a roof leak, you just head over and you fix it. So, or you send the person that you trust in town to fix it. So the first thing you look at is location. You also want, in looking at location, a place where the real estate will hopefully increase in value. So, you know, a northern mining town that's only dependent on one industry is not as attractive as a more diversified city or town where there's sort of stable industries that you can count on still being there 25 years from now. So that's the first criteria to look at. The second is, what amount of mortgage can you qualify for? Because the beauty of rental real estate is if you have a certain percentage of money, you can typically borrow from a bank up to 75% of the value of what you're buying. So an easy example is if you have $50,000, you can probably buy $200,000. And if that's available, then you know your budget to go out and look for a property. The third aspect of real estate is you want to figure out, will the real estate be cash flow positive from the beginning, or do you have to do some work on it before you can tenant it? So a lot of properties, you know, you might be able to buy them really cheaply because you have to do work on them to make them better, to make them available to be rented. So in Toronto, there's a lot of people who will buy a second property and they'll finish the basement so they can rent the basement out, they can rent the main floor out, they can rent the second floor out. And that creates more income than if you just rented all of it to one family. So that's another thing you want to think about when you're looking at real estate as a source of pension income or retirement income. The final thing you want to look at is, will you actively manage it or will you have somebody else actively manage it? Do you have a child that's in the industry? Do you have a good friend who's in the industry? Or are you fairly handy and you can manage it yourself? So in an ideal world, when you're in your 40s, you would find a property that is affordable, that has good metrics such that you think, okay, you know what, this is going to provide me with income, and you would mortgage it, you would fix it up if you need to, you would tenant it, and then the beauty of that is that your tenant will pay off your mortgage over the next 25 years. So by the time you go to retire in your 60s, late 60s, 70s, you have this income coming in. Now, a lot of people think, what is rental real estate? It can be any number of things. One of the strangest things is Tim Hortons franchises in Canada, of which we have a lot, they will often rent vacant land from people for 50 years on a lease, and they'll build the store, they'll pay the landowner an amount to rent the land, and they'll operate their store from the premises. That's a perfect example of rental real estate. Another more common example is that you convert part of your house into rental, or you buy a second house and turn it into rental real estate. But you can do a duplex, a triplex, you can buy a 10-unit apartment building, you can buy a retail building. Maybe you have a Tim Hortons in the location that you own and they pay you rent. That's rental real estate. You can have a commercial property. Maybe you have an industrial unit where a roofing company rents it out or a warehouse rents it out. Anything where a tenant is paying you income is rental real estate. So that's the sort of thing you're thinking about and looking for when you're considering that as a means of supplementing your retirement income. So I'm a big fan of real estate. I just think it's a wonderful way to invest money. I like the control it gives you. There's a lot of tax advantages to owning real estate. You typically, even after you've paid your mortgage off, you usually will not pay tax on the rental income until you sell the property, because you have the ability to depreciate or amortize expenses that are non-cash that reduce your need to claim the income. So it's wonderful, because if you're receiving $2,000 a month from your tenant, you don't have to pay tax on that usually until you go and sell the property, and then typically you'll pay the tax on the capital gain. So I think rental real estate is a great thing to think about when you're considering how you're going to fund your retirement. Now, I don't know about you, but I have 4 young children, and so the need for income is ongoing, and I have no doubt, even once they're in their 20s and 30s and 40s, they will still need some help from me. So that is those are my thoughts on Norma Walton Talks today. What I would love is for you to talk back. Thank you.